Amplified almsgiving. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest the alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Pharisaical giving is not new. Jesus warned against amplified almsgiving. Now, sadly, this is all too common in this day and age we live in. Jesus said, do not your alms before men to be seen. But how many times do the very same people do the very same thing? How many? If they have a disagreement with someone that they gave money to, or to a preacher, to a church, or to a ministry, they run to tell others when they have a disagreement and they mention that I gave so-and-so money, or I gave this money or that money, and tell everyone how much money they gave to someone. What they admit, though, is they did not give it to the Lord. They did not give it with the right motives, because if you can bring money up again that you were supposed to give to the Lord's work, then you did not give it for the right reasons. You gave it to be seen of men. You gave it with improper motives. You are not to do your giving to be seen of men. Jesus forbids this type of giving. All of us could fall for the same thing, whether it be money, or whether it be gifts, or whether it be our time, or what we do for others. If we give to others, but we have to sound a trumpet so everyone knows the work that we've done, then we have our reward already. Sounding a trumpet is not what God wants us to do. Why would you want your fellow man to know what is to be done in secret, so as not to be seen by men? When thou doest thine alms, let not thine left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Meaning, if I am to give with the proper motives, even my left hand does not know. Signifying no man need know what I give to the Lord and to his work, nor his people in that sense. My brethren need not know what I do. So then learn to keep quiet and not sound a trumpet for others to see how charitable you are in gifts, in strengths and weaknesses, in help to others, in your service to your fellow man. We are told that we have our reward already. If we choose to sound the trumpet, we are hypocrites because our motives are not correct. And the trumpet, by the sound of it, proves that we are not right. But if we give for the right reasons, in secret, our Father in heaven will reward us openly. Yes, God will take care of you, and God will get the glory for whatever we give. Much pride can be attached in giving to the Lord's work. Over the years, the one thing that a preacher can see is, after the fact, why people give the money they give. Ministries can see that. If you've been in the ministry any time, you'll know and you'll see the reasons and the motives behind why people do things. And sadly, more times than not, it is to be seen of men, because their heart is far from the work of the Lord. Their heart is far from pure motives. This is a warning for all of us to check the motives of our heart. For the pastor to check the motives of his heart, why he does the things that he does, why he preaches, why he teaches. For the servant of the Lord to check their motives, to think about, why do I do what I do? Am I giving this to be seen of men? Or am I giving this for the glory of God? Am I giving this for the work of the ministry? Am I giving this so the Lord is honored and glorified? Or am I giving it for influence? Take heed, the Bible says, that we are all very careful in what we do, that we make sure that we do not sound a trumpet to bring the attention to us, but the glory should go to God.